Welcome to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop doubting yourself, overthinking, and start showing up boldly. This is your space for a quick boost of confidence and clarity, a few minutes each day to reset your mindset and remind yourself of who you are. Every episode is a reset, a reminder that confidence isn't magic or luck. It's built moment by moment, one small shift at a time. In school, I would always get in trouble for passing notes to my friends. Maybe it was the early stages of my ADHD peeking through, but really I just wanted to connect. I just had to say something that was a little bit juicier than whatever the teacher was saying that day. So think of Notes to Her as my personal note to you. If you're in need of encouragement, a cheerleader, an accountability partner, or just someone to give you that extra push to get through your day, this is it. And because this is our launch sprint, here's what you can expect. I'll be giving you a daily pep talk Monday through Friday for the next 2 weeks. Each one's going to be quick, practical, and easy to use. Then we'll settle into a 3 times a week rhythm so that you will never miss your confidence boost. So let's get into it. If you had 60 seconds to change your day, would you use it? Most women think confidence takes months of journaling or some big dramatic change, but really, it's built in moments. Micro moments where you choose calm over chaos, truth instead of stories, and self-belief instead of self-doubt. Now, self-doubt is sneaky. It sounds like your own voice, but most of the time, it's usually a collection of other people's opinions and old experiences you've carried for years. Maybe you grew up being told not to make mistakes, so now you equate mistakes with failure. Maybe you tried something once and it didn't work out, so your mind decided it's safer not to try again. Or maybe you compare yourself to everyone else who looks further along and think, who am I to do that? This is your inner voice trying to protect you. But the hard truth is, safety and growth rarely live in the same house. And the reason why I started this podcast is because I know this voice all too well. For years, I was that woman, overthinking everything, questioning every decision, waiting until I felt ready. Notes to Her is the daily pep talk I needed back then, and something I hope helps you quiet that inner voice and remember who you actually are. That's the real mission behind every episode. So self-doubt doesn't just live in your thoughts. It sets the tone and shows up in how you move through your day. It might start small, like questioning your outfit. You change twice before you can even leave the house. Maybe you hesitate speaking up for yourself, so you end up rewriting that email 3 times. You might second guess what you posted yesterday so much and then wonder if anybody noticed when you ended up deleting it. Each moment seems small on its own, but together they create a pattern that shrinks your confidence over time. In my work, I like to call this the silent danger of self-doubt because it rarely screams. It whispers, don't bother. It whispers, you're not ready, or someone else could do it better. And those whispers slowly drain your energy until you start believing them. It slows your decisions. It blurs your motivation. You stop taking risk, you over-apologize, you hold back your ideas, and eventually you start living smaller than the life you were meant to live. You end up being tired, not because you've done too much, but because you've been battling your own mind the whole time. But the good news is, the moment you see the pattern, you can change it. Awareness is the first step to reclaiming your power. Now take a deep breath right now. Inhale and then exhale slowly. Think about one area this week where you've been doubting yourself. What were you doing? Who were you around? And what story was running through your head? You don't have to fix it. Just notice it. Awareness is the first spark of confidence because you can't change what you don't see. So hold that awareness. That's the starting line. Now, once you catch the spiral, there's a way to stop it. My 5-step stop the spiral script. Step one, notice the voice. When you catch yourself saying, I can't, or what if I fail, pause. Don't argue, just name it. That's my doubt talking. Step two, breathe. One deep breath in through your nose and hold for three. And exhale through your mouth. The breath tells your body, I'm safe. Step three, ask what's true right now. Not what you're afraid of, what's actually true. Maybe it's, I've handled hard things before. Maybe it's, I can take one small step. Step four, act small. Confidence grows through motion, not overthinking. Send the email, take the walk. Just move, even while doubting. And step five, repeat this mantra. Yes, I can. Three simple words that shift your state instantly. Say them out loud if you can. Yes, I can. That's it. 1 minute, one reset, one new story beginning. Remember this. Self-doubt is not a flaw. It's a signal. It shows up to keep you safe, but you get to decide if safe means staying stuck or stepping forward. And now you have the tool to pause the spiral, breathe, and come back to the truth. So next time doubt starts talking, hear my voice saying, you can pause, you can reset, you can do this. Because you're already becoming that woman, the one who leads her day instead of letting doubt lead it. Now, if today's pep talk gave you a boost, Grandma Stop the Spiral script. It walks you through each step whenever doubt creeps in. You can just DM me the word script on Instagram and I'll send it right to you. Try it this week and tag me so that I can cheer you on. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how tiny wins create unstoppable confidence. You're not going to want to miss this.